My daughter said, "What is this detestable noise? It grates on my ear." Never in all my life have I heard such a harsh voice in this Christian convent and church. Her sister said to her, "This chant, namely the Adhan, gives notice and is the watchword of the faithful." She would not believe it and asked someone else. That person too said, "Yes, O Father." When she became sure, her face turned pale and her heart grew cold to Islam. I was delivered from anxiety and torment. Last night I slept sound in a peaceful sleep. This was the pleasure to me from his voice. In gratitude I bring gifts. Where is the man?
Ah, okay. Who is sir? What is this? He made a scene, okay? It was this strange stuff. The guy has a bad voice, okay? Everybody will ask him not to do this, but he doesn't listen. Means what? Yeah, think about it. Is this a good fellow? Because he likes to do it, he will do it. Then what will happen? The opposite outcome will be here. The guy came and said, I had this girl and she loved the believers, and his voice turned it around. Thank you, I brought him the gift. Yes?
When he saw him, he said, "Accept the gift, for thou hast been my protector and saviour. The benefit and kindness that thou hast done to me, I have become thy slave perpetually. If I were eminent in respect of property, possessions, and riches, I would fill thy mouth with gold. The faith of you is hypocrisy and falsehood, like that call to prayer. It waylays."
What was this one? The story finished. Rumi stopped and is talking to you again. That listen, like the story I was telling, your belief is just what you're saying. And it has the opposite effect, actually. Because, yes, your belief is not a real one. It is a thief. Because it doesn't take anyone to the path. It will ruin the life of other people. Because there is no meaning over there. Yes?
Can I just ask about the quotes?
Pardon me?
Can I just ask about the quotes which Nicholson has put in here? Is he referring, is he putting this in the voice of the infidel? Is he referring back to
yeah.
the...
Yeah.
Okay, so he's
back
jumping
to that infidel,
yeah.
which was talking to the fellow, because Rumi wants to repeat this to you, that when I'm talking about the believing, don't think you are a believer. The real believer is different. Because the real believer, deep down in the meaning, believes, not pretending and blah, blah. Yes.
The faith of you is hypocrisy and falsehood. Like that call to prayer, it waylays. But many a regret has come into my heart and soul from the faith and sincerity of Bayezid. As with the woman who, when she saw the donkey copulating, said, "Oh, what is this, an incomparable stallion? If this is copulation, which these donkeys perform, then these husbands of ours are doing a really shitty job."
Yeah, this is it. You have a little bit difficulty with translation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Book 6, you will see. Because this is the style. Book 1, you will not even find one word. Now, after so many years, he wants to change you somehow. So, he brings out all this stuff here. I don't know, my English is not that good to translate it, but It's obvious what it is. He's talking about that the lady is looking at the ass, making love to an ass. And I said, oh, if that's making sex, our husband shits on me, on my pussy. Like that. He looks like that and he thinks like this. We'll come to all of this. Yes.
Bayezid paid all that is due to the faith. Blessings be on such a peerless lion. If a single drop of his faith enter into the ocean will be submerged in his drop. As a mote of fire emits forests, the forest passes away in that mote. As a fantasy in the heart of a king or his army destroyed his enemies in war.
Again, he's step by step going from this to that to that to that, all the examples we had before, to say something that, listen, the belief of this normal people is nonsense. But what is the belief of Bayezid? That belief is something which attracts a lot of different people to become a believer. Like Nelson Mandela's action will attract so many people. So that's what I'm talking about, being a believer. Yes?
The star.
The best example was the stuff that I know we don't like it now, the fire in the jungle. But over there he will say, like the fire in the jungle, it could start with a misplacing match, right? But he doesn't make it like this. He says, oh, like a sparkle which could burn the forest. The belief of Nelson Mandela to a lifestyle could change a lot of people. This is what he tries to say. Yes.
A star appeared in Muhammad, so that the substance of Magian and Jew passed away. He that received the faith entered into security. The infidelities of the rest became two opinions. At any rate, their first pure unbelief did not remain. It planted either Islam or a dread.
Aha. The influence of those main believers is this, that everybody really changes. Even non-believers are changed a little bit. They are not the way they were. This is how it will grow, this goodness. Yes?
This is a makeshift varnishing. These similes are not equivalent to the mode of divine light. A mote is only a paltry bodily thing. A mote is not the indivisible sun.
Ah, okay. You started. Everything was prepared for all of this. And he said, listen, first of all, I'm cheating here. This is the cheating in the kitchen. You have this oil, which is expensive, and you have to do a lot of stuff with it. If you mix it with water, it works not the same, but you cheated and you actually saved some oil. Right. That's the beginning of what? Beginning of the last side of the paragraph. To start to say, listen, a little piece of stuff is nothing, is not worth it. But it's different. Yes, listen carefully.
Know that calling it a mote has a purpose hidden. Thou art not familiar with the sea. At present thou art the foam. If the luminous sun of the Sheikh's faith should display itself from the orient of the Sheikh's spirit, all below, down to the moist clay, would gain treasure.
And okay, when they say a little bit, means what? When they say a little bit believe, it means that you are not familiar with the ocean. Just you could see the foam on the top of the water. That's why they talk about a little belief. There is no a little belief. Belief is believing. Seriously. Let's talk about the belief, yes? In the illumination or luminous sun of the Sheikh?
If the luminous sun of the Sheikh's faith should display itself from the orient of the Sheikh's spirit, all below, down to the moist clay, would gain treasure, and all above would gain a verdant paradise. He has a spirit of resplendent light. He has a body of despicable earth.
This is the point. If his belief is strong, will influence everybody. But remember always this, that he has two lives. One is the physical, one is the cultural. Yes?
Oh, I wonder whether he is this or that. Tell uncle, for I am left in this difficulty.
Oh, this is a good question from you. Who is ready to answer this? It was simple. See? I'm talking about Nelson Mandela. Okay? Nelson Mandela has a spirit which is really unbelievable, just imaginable. And he has a body like the chimp, an animal. Which one is Mandela? That is my question. Think about it. Is Mandela this physical existence of Mandela, or the other one? This is the question you should answer, yes?
O brother, if he is this, what is that? For the seven heavens are filled with its light. And if he is that, what is this body, my friend? Oh, I wonder which of these twain he is, and who.
Ah, this is something that I want to give you all with this. Because this is something that you should repeatedly look at it. This last part of this. Explain it very carefully. He said, I'm talking about, you were talking about belief and believing, yes, you believe this, that. But wait a minute. Belief is not what blah, 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 blah is. Belief is not what everybody pretends. Let me be honest. Let's talk about honesty. Who is this honest? Everybody claims that he is honest, right? And almost nobody is, because everybody has a little bit cheating. Okay, so what's going on? This is the point that you should understand. We have two different meanings, two different life. One is the animal life, logical one. Everything is in rules, and we could even teach the rules. You could go to the university, scientifically learning and all that, right? But there is another part which has nothing to do with all of this. First of all, over there when we say a little bit, we're joking, because you don't get it. We say a little bit, like when I'm talking with a child, I cannot talk about the avalanche. I could talk about the snow, the flakes of the snow and blah blah, because the child doesn't understand the mountain and avalanche and blah blah. Therefore, we talk about a little bit belief. But belief is not a little. Belief is like a sun coming out. Everything will be enlightened. Because when you're enlightened, everything is enlightened for you. Everything is clear. So, this is the main question. Which one are you? This one or that? This is the question that you should have in mind, because we are saying that this one is the animal is just like